Have you ever made a bad decision in your career?
You know, there's definitely a lot of things that...
And something that maybe our listeners should learn from.
Should learn from. I mean, there's so many things I learned from. There's so many things that I wouldn't necessarily do different, but now do different. You know, it's like you kind of have to make those mistakes and go, oh, okay, well, let's try it a different way. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't know the different way was the better way if I hadn't made that mistake mm-hmm. in the first place. So I really look at it as a learning experience as you go. So I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, learning from your mistakes and moving forward from that as opposed to letting them stop you or frustrate you.
Would you?
So there was definitely like this turning point at one place in my life, and I was trying to get into grad school. I had my degree in kinesiology and I wanted to go into physical therapy. And at the same time, I got offered a job managing this boxing gym. And I was kind of torn. I was like, do I take the school route or do I take the managerial route? And this was a very young gym, and I saw a lot of potential. And I kind of thought, you know, school will always be there. And, you know, this gym opportunity is kind of a, you know, once in a lifetime thing. At least that's the way I saw it. And so I chose the gym, and there were a lot of years where I kind of regretted that decision. I was kind of like, I really should have gone to school when I could, because later on it was a lot harder to get into that program than it was at that time. But in retrospect now, I wouldn't trade it. You know, I think that, you know, everything happened for a reason, and it made me who I am now, and I wouldn't have learned all the things that I learned then. So it's interesting where life takes you. You know, you think, oh, this is my path, and I'm supposed to do this, and, you know, there is that, but... You know, I think if you ask anybody over 40 years old if they're where they thought they'd be when they were 20, I don't think there's a person on the planet that would say yes, and most people I know would say it's better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a plan is really important, and it's awesome, but you kind of just got to ride the wave wherever it takes you.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of 20 and your younger years, what were you like when you were a teenager?
I was a pretty hyperactive kid. I don't think they had ADD back when I was a kid, at least diagnostically, but I probably would have been on that spectrum. School didn't come easy for me, and I wasn't even really athletic because I was a small kid, and so I wasn't really very good at sports. But I did have a very active mind, and I was very physically, you know, energetic. It took me a long time to kind of come into my own and calm down.
Do you think that like boxing and becoming more active definitely helped you in that sense?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that martial arts and boxing is kind of gave me that outlet and that ability to channel my energy.
Mm-hmm. And I have kind of a deeper question. What does boxing and owning this gym mean to you?
I think probably the biggest thing is allows me to provide a service. It's really never been about, you know, the money or having a business for me. It's really been about me being able to share my experience and my knowledge and, you know, enhancing people's lives. That's really what it's been about for me and from the beginning. And so it means everything.
When you first got into boxing versus now, what was something that you learned on the way? Like, did you ever think like, oh, boxing's not for me?
I started, like I said, in martial arts when I was younger, but I think we're, you know, because I wanted to be able to defend myself, and that was kind of my mindset back then. But as I got more advanced, it really wasn't about that anymore, and I kind of wanted to be able to compete because I didn't really know what it would be like to be in a fight. And so I found this other gym that did Western style boxing along with some other martial arts, and everything that we did in practice is what you did when you got in the ring. So we're hitting these pads and we're learning these combos and we're doing these defensive techniques that, you know, actually I got to practice on a real person without worrying about, you know, ripping their eyes out or kicking them in the groin, because that's usually frowned upon. Mm-hmm. But and I think that's where the transition for me came from, was being able to actually put the martial art into practice was really kind of that turning point for me that made it, you know, much more real, I guess, as opposed to just this thing that we're doing where we're swinging our arms around and, you know, making noises, as opposed to something that you actually can feel and have a process of, and the athleticism that goes along with, you know, boxing and mixed martial arts is kind of a big part of that, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then along with, you know, wanting to defend yourself, was there anyone or anything that particularly